Today is the feast day of St. Andrew, November 30th. Although we often think of St. Peter as first among the apostles, as he was, St. Andrew has the distinction of being first called. If we recall in the Gospels, Andrew is the disciple of John the Baptist, and when he hears John the Baptist say, "Behold, the Lamb of God," upon seeing Jesus, Andrew follows Jesus. And moreover, he then goes and gets his brother, Simon, later to be Peter, and brings him to Jesus. So while all Peter has first place among the apostles, without Andrew, the first called, there might not even be a St. Peter. So today we are grateful for the first called, St. Andrew. As we reflect upon his life, we have much to meditate on in the sacred scriptures. But today in the readings from the Divine Office, we also get a little bit of Andrew's life after the scriptures, his preaching, and especially his martyrdom. He, like all the apostles save John, died for the faith probably in about the year AD 60 in what is today Greece, in Achaia. Andrew is said to have run up against one of the pagan rulers there who wanted him to sacrifice to the pagan gods, and Andrew refused to stop talking about Jesus and especially the mystery of the cross. Now, we know that the cross was an instrument of torture used by the Romans to try, anyway, to inflict fear upon the disciples of Jesus so that they would stop witnessing, martyros, to the gospel of Jesus. Well, Andrew, of course, like all the apostles, refused to stop talking about Jesus and particularly the mystery of the cross. This instrument of torture held out by the Romans held no fear for St. Andrew. Rather, as he was being led to his martyrdom, he famously exclaimed, "O bona crux, O good cross." And in today's Divine Office, we read some of his beautiful words. "O good cross, made beautiful by the body of the Lord, long have I desired you, ardently have I loved you, unceasingly have I sought you out, and now you are ready for my eager soul. Receive me from among men and restore me to my master, so that by means of you, he may receive me who by means of you redeemed me." That's a beautiful little turn of phrase in Latin. "Ut per te me recipiat, qui per te me redemit." What a beautiful example today that the cross is actually desired by St. Andrew. Would that we could desire suffering and even death the way Andrew did. What gave him this courage? Well, he knew the Lord directly, and he saw even the sufferings and his ultimate death as merely a way to return to his master, to return to his dearly beloved friend who he desired to be with forever as Jesus had promised. I also note from today's second nocturne in the Divine Office the means by which Andrew prepared himself for this moment. One does not simply automatically come to the point of beholding torture and death for the first time and decide, "Oh, I think that's exciting. I desire that." Andrew practiced this every day, particularly as a priest of God offering the sacrifice of the Mass each day. Unless we think that somehow this is a modern invention or that the piety of the priest offering the Eucharist each day is somehow to be invented later, see now the words of the second nocturne when it refers to St. Andrew, his own words, when the emperor encourages him to either offer sacrifice to the gods, the pagan gods, or be put to death, hear now the response of St. Andrew. "Every day at the altar, I offer in sacrifice to the one true Almighty God, not the flesh of bulls nor the blood of goats, but the Immaculate Lamb. His flesh is then eaten by all the faithful, and the Lamb who is sacrificed remains whole and living." Andrew is saying here plainly, "I do offer sacrifice to God, but not your pagan gods. I offer sacrifice to the one true God who is living." And then hear this, anyone who would doubt the truth of the Eucharist. He then says plainly that the flesh of the Lamb of God is eaten by all the faithful. Where do we hear this? The sixth chapter of St. John. "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Andrew heard these words. They were not merely symbolic to him, rather the daily offering of the sacrifice of the Lamb of God and eating his flesh and drinking his blood. offering the sacrifice of a priest of God and consuming them as Jesus commanded his disciples is what gave Andrew the strength that when he beheld the cross, he was able to say, "Oh, bona crux, oh, good cross." This practice of laying down his life and taking up his cross daily began long before that fateful day, 2 days really, on which Andrew hung upon the cross. It began in the daily offering of himself at the altar at the Holy Mass. And brothers and sisters, we are able to do this as well. So on this feast day of St. Andrew, let us take up our cross today. Let us especially, if we're able, go to Holy Mass and there offer ourselves as Andrew did. And if we do this daily, day by day, then we will be better able to take up our sufferings each day. And when the ultimate suffering of our death, when that fateful hour arrives, we, like St. Andrew, will not shy away in fear, but beholding the cross, the instrument of our own torture, we too can cry out, "Oh, good cross, you will bring me home to my Lord." May we take up our cross this day and so come home to our Lord at last. St. Andrew, pray for us.